At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hearty welcome to everyone tuning in to listen to this podcast titled Hill Mountain Biking. Mountain biking is an exciting sport that can be enjoyed by anyone who knows how to ride a bike. Compared to the average bike ride, it does present some danger. Therefore, you should master these basic skills before you hit the trails or the dirt. On today's episode, we shall be diving into the topic titled Setting Your Tire Pressure. Riding your mountain motorcycle with the suitable quantity of tire stress could make a big difference in how lots manage you've got over your motorcycle. Setting your tire stress too excessive will make for terrible touch with the floor and additionally make your motorcycle much less controllable. Setting your tire stress too low will make your tires unpredictable and additionally lead them to prone to pinch flats. The suitable quantity of tire stress in a mountain motorcycle will range among rider to rider and tire setup to tire setup. The situations of your path and the form of terrain you are driving will additionally substantially affect what tire stress you have to be using to your tires. The trick right here is to discover precisely what mountain motorcycle tire stress works for you and your setup for the duration of ordinary situations. After doing this, you could research to alter your stress for one-of-a-kind trails and types of terrain as needed. You have to begin with the aid of using locating a dependable stress gauge or a pump with a stress gauge. Then, use this same gauge or pump every time you're making adjustments. A gauge may be very inaccurate, so if you turn round it you could make matters lots greater difficult. You have to begin with a better stress of round 40-50 psi. If you've got a tubeless system, you have to begin decrease 30-40 psi. The greater you weigh, the better stress you have to begin with. Try this stress for some time and get a sense for a way the tires take corners and unfasten dirt. Drop the stress with the aid of using 5 psi in every tire and get a sense for a way this new setup rides and the way it compares to your preceding putting. You have to be aware of few improvement in stability, and in case you do not, drop the stress with the aid of using every other 5 psi. You need to locate the bottom stress you could journey with without sacrificing pinch flat resistance. A pinch flat happens while your tire rolls over an item then compresses to the factor in which the tire and the tube get pinched among the item and the rim at the wheel. With tubeless tire systems, you could run lots decrease air stress, as you do not fear approximately getting pinch flats. If you begin to dent your rims, burp air out alongside the bead, or sense the tire roll below the rim for the duration of difficult cornering, you've got taken the stress lots too low. Once you've got observed a problem putting to your tire stress, research what your tire appears like while you squeeze it together along with your hands. Once you realize what your tires sense like, you could usually get the proper air stress with any pump. This brings us to the end of the episode. See you guys on the next episode.